Tsimikas to deliver.
It's good ball.
Good ball in from the left, headed away by Tanguy. In the end, it's come out to the just outside the box, touch back, played in to the back stick. Jota on the volley! Oh! What a goal! Diogo Jota! Oh! Left foot rocket, back post! What a hit! That is a special, special finish!
Hello and welcome to the Reaction Podcast with me, Mark Benstead. Diogo Jota's sumptuous volley against Sevilla, described there by Steve Hunter, as very much the highlight of an enjoyable day at Anfield, which also saw Luis Diaz grab a brace and 17-year-old midfielder Trey Nayoni get himself on the score sheet as Arne Slot's Liverpool concluded their pre-season fixtures with a 4-1 win over the Andalusian side as well as the 0-0 draw against fellow La Liga outfit Las Palmas. We'll hear from the boss and Kevin Kelleher a little later on when we reflect on the second of those two games. First, though, we're looking back on the victory over Sevilla. The thoughts of Jota and Jarrell Kwanzaa are on the way after we've heard from LFC TV pitchside pundits Gary Gillespie and Neil Mellor. Gary, what did you make of what we got overall in game one of today?
Job done. I think it was a good performance. Great result, it has to be said. Seville looked a poor kind of side, in all fairness to them. But our performance, I thought, was really, really good. Good attacking play, defensively. One or two little lapses in concentration, but I think at this stage of the season, I think you've got to expect that. What I liked most of all was like the pressure that we put on Seville from their back four. Didn't really allow them to play through us that many times. I think it's been a focus of the games that I've watched so far this season and pre-season, that Liverpool's counter-pressing and pressing have been absolutely excellent, and it's caused teams a lot of problems. What I have to say as well, four quality goals from Liverpool's point of view. You couldn't have gone really much better, to be quite honest with you. Again, like I think there was five players that got a full 90 minutes under their belt, which will stand them in good stead for next week. And all in all, I think it's been a really good exercise.
Yeah, that's one of the things you sort of pick out from today, isn't it, Neil? That he was willing to leave a few boys on for the duration of the match as he starts to sort of fine-tune them ahead of next Saturday, in theory.
Yeah, first 90 minutes, always important in pre-season. Obviously, Mo Salah being one of them. Tsimikas, Szoboszlai, Kwanzaa as well, and you think certainly three or four of them will start next weekend against it. I think a big positive for me was we had five lads starting today that have played 0 minutes in pre-season. So you're thinking, well, how can they handle? Will they look a little bit off it? I don't think they did. You know, I thought that they were up to the speed of the game. You can talk about the quality of the opposition, but it was really good to see the levels they were at, considering it was the first minutes of pre-season, so the likes of Trent, Diaz in really sharp form, so that sharpness was really encouraging, bearing in mind the season's only a week away.
We were sort of arguing off camera about which was the best goal from today's selection, because across the board, the finishes were excellent. For me, it's goal one. An unbelievable strike by Diogo Jota, and a player, Gary, that it's just imperative Liverpool keep fit for the whole of a campaign. We've tended to lose him a little parts of seasons in recent campaigns, and we miss him when he's not there.
He's been such an unfortunate player because every injury kind of picks up. It seems to be quite a long-term kind of injury, and he's out for like weeks and probably sometimes even months as opposed to weeks. But there's no doubt in his quality and his ability to finish. I think of all the Liverpool's forward players, I think he's probably the most naturally gifted striker. And you see there, I mean, it's a ball in. It's a lovely little ball by Trent Alexander-Arnold. I mean, his vision and awareness is such that, I mean, he picks this out. That's just not an aimless ball in. That's actually picked out, Jota. But he's still got a hell of a lot to do from that sort of angle and that sort of distance. Plus the fact that it's on his left foot, and he kind of guides it into the far corner. He doesn't really put a great deal of like power behind it, but it's such accuracy that the goalkeeper's got absolutely no chance. Great goal.
I think what's clever about that goal is the movement. If you watch the movement, some attacking players might be tempted, get back into a more congested area, might get on the end of the cross. Jota recognises where that space is, and he just sort of hovers towards that back post. Trent's a player who will pick you out, but he hovers in that position where the space is, and then he's in a position to shoot. It's an unbelievable strike.
You're a quality striker as well, because you showed great awareness of that. Like,
that was going to blow away.
Great catch, should have been in the slip, shouldn't I? But yes, you'll talk about the finish and the cross, but the movement to say, I don't need to get involved with all those players. I'm going to keep that little bit of space out at the back post. Really good.
Luis Diaz is one of those players who's come latterly to pre-season after his international commitments. Encouraging to see him hit the ground running. And again, able to produce finishes of real quality.
I think the one criticism that you could be levelled at, like Luis Diaz, is he doesn't produce enough. He doesn't like make goals enough. He doesn't score enough goals from the position that he plays. And certainly from what we've seen so far, I mean, like two really good quality strikes and really being a player in the right position at the right time. I think if this is like something to come from for the rest of the season, then I think it bodes well, not just for Liverpool, but obviously for Luis Diaz as well. Again, it's two quality goals from him. And as I say, that's the kind of position that he needs to get in more often. But I think that the way the manager is going to play, I think it will suit him a little bit better. I think if you watch them defensively, they were far narrower than maybe what we saw under Jurgen Klopp. And these are the sort of positions where you get your forward players into the box, you've got to take advantage of it. Isolate them one-on-one with a fullback. Fullback doesn't cover himself in any great glory, to be quite honest with you. But as soon as he's cut inside, top corner, it's a great finish.
Is it difficult with a player like him, Neil, when he's a bit of a maverick, he's a bit off the cuff, to get him to focus on improving his numbers? Because everything he does is sort of in his own way, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think he's a talented player, but I don't think he reached the levels he's capable of last season. I think there's more of a player than what we saw last season. He looks sharp. You know, that's what you want with Luis Diaz, 1v1. I don't know if Premier League teams will expose themselves like Sevilla did defensively. Will they allow 1v1 somebody like Luis Diaz? I'm not sure they will. This was the third goal. I mean, two of those goals have been from the goalkeeper, a long ball over the top, rather than 20, 30 passes. Long ball over the top. Brilliant centre-forward play from Mo Salah. Lays it off. Jota with the ball in behind. A decision-making. Szoboszlai maybe go for goal himself. Rolls the ball across, where Luis Diaz, in a better position, just to tuck it away nicely. Decision-making. I mean, 2-0, and you don't take that chance in a Premier League game to go 3-0. The momentum could turn. They could get themselves back into the game. So a really good pass from Szoboszlai.
For me, it was a kind of old-fashioned goal. We saw it pre-season as well. I'm not quite sure what game it was, but ball gets knocked up to your centre forward. On that occasion, I think it was Mohamed Salah. In pre-season, it was Diogo Jota. He knocks it back to a midfield
Arsenal
player.
Arsenal game, wasn't it?
Was it the Arsenal? Yeah. A third man running always creates problems. And Szoboszlai, in the position that he's actually playing, is an ideal foil for that, because he is a good athlete. He's got good pace. I mean, he could easily shot himself. Had that been Mohamed Salah in that position, I think Mohamed Salah would have taken the shot. But he sees like Diaz in a better position, squares the ball, and it's a simple tapping in the end for Luis Diaz.
Yeah, 3-0 Liverpool at the break. A tall order for Sevilla to get themselves back into the match, especially when they were making changes as well through the course of that second half. One of the players they brought on, Pepe Fernandez, got them a goal back. And to be fair to him, a fabulous finish by a player who's just arrived at the club looking to make an impression.
Yeah, I mean, they had one chance at 0-0. They didn't take it. They didn't create a great deal. I think what you would say is he gets the ball out of his feet really well and bends it towards that far corner. I think it's a really good finish. You know, can we get a little bit tighter to stop the ball coming into the penalty area? But I don't think the goalie's got a chance. I thought that was a really good finish.
Yeah, I think he picks up a position. I mean, the one thing you could say that, like, yes, they should do better in the wide area. Konza should maybe close them down a little bit quicker. But I think you've got to give like the Seville player a little bit more credit. He opens his body up really well, and it's, as I say, it's right on the money. It's just inside. In fact, I think it might even hit the post and going in. So from their point of view, it was a clever and great, good goal.
As the game wore on, we saw more academy players getting minutes. One of those was Trey Nyoni. Not only did he get minutes, he got a goal as well. And such a composed finish by him just moments after coming on, Neil.
Yeah, I mean, 17. A lot of people will be asking, how old is he? He's 17. Still so young. He's a player who was really impressed in pre-season. That is a great strike. Did Thiago score one similar in the Champions League a couple of years back? Sort of getting your body over it and keeping that down is not an easy technique at all, but he does it really well. And you know, this was a minute or so after Sevilla got that goal. And what I've liked about Nyoni in the game time he's had with Liverpool first team this pre-season, he's wanted to be involved. You know, for a young player, he can be a little bit scared. He's wanted to get involved. For somebody so young at 17, there's a really exciting future ahead for him.
That's the kind of finish, Neil, that people at home might look at. So that's not that difficult. But actually, that's very hard to control it like that, isn't it? To get over the ball, keep it down, and strike it so cleanly.
I don't think you see many of those goals. You know, how many of those you see? Majority go either blocked or go blazing into the crowd. So, yeah, he took good care with that in a position. He actually started higher up on the left-hand side of midfield. But he got himself into that area to pick the second ball up on the edge of the box. And that was a really, really good finish. He'll take great confidence from that.
Yeah, and with these younger players, when they do get minutes, and the minutes will reduce as we get closer to the big kickoff, it is about catching the eye. It's about doing something in those minutes, and he certainly did that.
I think he's already done that in the tour to America. I think we saw enough to suggest that he is certainly one for the future. He's still a very young man, as Neil rightly says. He's only 17 years of age. You know, like, he's still got a lot of growing to go, do a lot of progress still to be made. But again, it's like all credit to the people down at the academy. They keep seemingly like bring these players through. And I think all the youngsters that we've seen pre-season have acquitted themselves really, really well. I'm amazed at how the quality that they've got. And not just the quality, but the attitude as well, that they want to do well, they want to learn. And as Neil rightly says as well, most of them, probably to a man, are confident in possession of the football. They want to play balls forward. I remember when I was 17 years of age coming into the first team, you're scared stiff to give the ball away, so you play simple passes maybe back to your centre-back or into your wide player and just go and support. These players are like got adventure in them, they want to get forward, they want to create things, they want to make opportunities for the forward players. I think it's marvellous to watch.
One of the other encouraging things going into this campaign is someone like Stefan Bacetic is back fit again after so many troubles last season. We also saw Tyler Morton come on, who obviously a successful loan in the Championship last campaign as well. I guess those guys, and it'll come up in spades over the next few weeks, fall into a sort of category where we don't know what they'll do next season. They might go out, they might stay as the group, but these will be the things the manager's still weighing up.
Yeah, decisions to be made, and I think they're very much in that bracket. I think Carvalho, another one. I think he's had a lot of game time this pre-season. Speculation he may well be on the move in this window. And it's a difficult one for the young players because they want to make it here, but will they get that game time? Is it better maybe to have a loan spell? We've seen young Kumas go out on loan to the Championship. We've seen other players go out on loan, Tyler Morton, a few times. Is he ready maybe to step into the first team? Or if not, he may have to go and have a career for himself somewhere else. But what you would say is there's great value in these players. Gary mentioned it about the academy. Great things are going on at the academy, producing these young talented players. And if they're not quite good enough for this first team, they're still going to make Liverpool a lot of money wherever they do go.
We also saw the value and importance last year of keeping some of the younger talents around, because they stepped in on a great number of occasions and not just contributed, made decisive contributions. So there could be roles to play for some of them further down the line as well.
Well, I think we were talking about Conor Bradley and like the build-up to the game. Obviously, I think he'll figure in the next game against Las Palmas. I mean, he's grabbed his opportunity with both hands, to be quite honest with you. It's big shoes to fill, isn't it? I think we saw today the ability and like the quality that Trent Alexander has. And it's like it's going to be a tough ask for Conor Bradley to move him. But again, Jarrell Konza, he's come into the side. Everybody was talking about him making like a statement that he wants to take over Joel Matip's position at the beginning of last season. He did that. He did that with aplomb. And now you would say that he's probably a shoe-in to play alongside Virgil van Dijk next week against Ipswich.
Yeah, that is probably the case. We'll maybe delve into things in the second post-match show today with the other guys about how the team will look for next week. But just on that, you know, that's the thing. The likes of Jarrell Konza, the likes of Conor Bradley, the first team options now, potentially first team starters. That's the change in dynamic for them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot will be made about injuries to first team players, and we had a fair few last season. But with that brings opportunity, and certainly Jarrell Konza is one who established himself in the first team. Conor Bradley as well, absolutely outstanding. So rather than them being in the category of maybe going out alone or being sold, they're very much a big part of Liverpool's plans going forward.
Okay, big impact by a few players today. Big impact from Diogo Jota and a fabulous goal as well. Let's get his thoughts on today's match. He's speaking with Becky.
Diogo, not only a really good result today, but that felt like a really good workout out there. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, mainly that. I think we work hard. It's sun today. It's very hot. We work hard. Some of us did 90 minutes, so a good step into our preparation, but obviously always good to work under victories. And although we conceded a goal, I think it was a good performance overall.
Talking of goals, some sublime goals out there today, not least your one to open the score. And that finish was right out of the top drawer. Talk us through that one.
Yeah, one of the best. I was hit it properly with my left foot, and it was end up being a great goal, one of my best for sure. But yeah, happy with the result. with the way we played and with everybody worked out very hard today. So a good step into the first game of the league next week.
A word for Lewis and for Trey as well, because Lewis firstly looked electric out there today before he came off, and what a moment for Trey as well in front of the goal.
Yeah, a lot of good goals. Lucho, we already know what he can do. He scored twice, and a special word for Trey, obviously his first goal, I think. He's been demonstrating he's very good. He's only very young, and we have one for the future for sure.
Talk to us about the boss, because he's a very vocal presence on the touchline. What is he demanding from you in these games, and how have you found, I guess, the adjustment to a slightly new regime?
Yeah, of course. New man on the touchline. Everyone needs to adapt. I think we are working well. He's very demanding, like you said, even with a 4-1 win. He was telling us what we need to improve and to do better. So I think that's the way forward. I think we played well this preseason, but we all know what it comes is next week.
Talk to us about pre-season just as a whole, because obviously it's about getting minutes under the belt and nobody getting injured during that time, but also you've had such great results that obviously breeds a winning mentality to take into the start of the season.
Yeah, especially for the manager, and you try to come with new ideas and you kind of need to convince the players that's the way to approach the games. When you win, that shows everyone that you are in the right direction. And although it's not the most important in the preseason, it's getting that fitness back. Building on top of the wins is always better. And I think although we have people arriving at different stages, we are building a fully fitness 11 and to start the campaign next week.
Finally, just great to be back home as well. There's no place quite like Anfield.
Yes, exactly. Even in a friendly, almost full, and we know the support we have, especially here at home, always with us, and that gives us a huge boost. I think they know that, and hope this season we all together can create something special.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Jota sharp today. Mo Salah's been sharp through the course of pre-season. No goal for him this afternoon, but what did you make of his contribution overall, Neil, and what he could do ahead of this campaign?
I think the good news, the exciting news from a Liverpool point of view is we've got Mo Salah raring to go at the start of the season, which will be frightening for the Premier League defences, starting with Ipswich. He didn't score. He didn't get an assist. Mentioned it before the game. He has that match-winning ability. OK, we've won the game comfortably today, but you always feel as though something will happen when Mo Salah gets on the ball in the final third. His pace causes all kinds of problems for the defenders. Goalkeeper wasn't sure here. I wondered, could he have passed it? And then you're thinking maybe the goalkeeper closed down the angle for him. That was a big chance. But he's a constant threat throughout the game. So if you've got a constant threat like that, the opposition will have at least one, maybe two defenders, and that might free up a little bit of space, maybe for somebody else, like a Jota, maybe Szoboszlai playing further forward, or Luis Diaz. So he will be a big problem for Premier League defences again this season. It's not just goals, it's assists and the chances he creates. Unlucky there, wasn't he, with that one as well?
That's what I like about Mohamed Salah. He stretches the game. You know, like, I think, I mean, you've got the ability, like Trent, to put a ball in a sixpence as well. You know, he comes short, spins in and goes in behind people, and that could easily go in the bottom corner. Great, it was a great save, in all fairness, by the goalkeeper. And that really, for me, is Mohamed Salah in a nutshell. I think he had opportunities in the game, but like so many times you watch Mohamed Salah, he doesn't contribute an awful lot throughout the course of the 90 minutes. But as Neil always says, he's always in the game somewhere along the line. He always makes a goal or scores a goal. And that's, well, you just need to look back in the last 5 years and that's the stats.
We can grab a quick word with Jarrell Kwanza now. He's been speaking with Becky Davis.
Jarrell, that felt like a really good day at the office. I think everyone really enjoyed that.
Yeah, definitely. I hope it was a good show for the returning crowd, to be honest. That's what we wanted to show. We wanted to show the hard work we put in the past 4 or 5 weeks. And, yeah, just good to get a 4-1 win at the end of the day.
Yeah, and obviously nearly full house at Anfield, and they were treated to some pretty special goals out there this afternoon as well.
Yeah, I think the style of play the manager likes to play is very attractive. I think we can score some unbelievable goals. And it'll get better and better, hopefully, so I think that's what we're striving for.
Talk to us about Trey, because what a moment that was for him to come on, get that goal in front of the cop. He obviously looked understandably delighted, I think, with that.
Yeah, definitely. I think he stepped up this pre-season and showed a lot of quality. I think because of some of the players have been returning from international, I think he's been able to step up, really, and really show his confidence. And you saw that today in the finish. It was unbelievable.
Listen, it's not that long since you yourself were coming into the first team as a younger player. How much can going on those tours and being a part of this pre-season setup really help you at that age?
Yeah, it helped me so much. Just to be given the opportunity and different things like that, I think, just to build confidence for yourself and show that you can play at a top level and show you can play with men. I think it can give a lot of lads inspiration and just to see some of the lads what they're doing.
Sorry, the lawnmowers are slightly interrupting you there, but listen, by and large, defensively, obviously no clean sheet today, but over the course of pre-season, you've looked very solid at the back.
Yeah, we've just got to keep building. Obviously, the units are still coming back together and we've not had many minutes together this season, so we're still adapting to a different play style and things like that. So I think the clean sheets will come and I think we need to prioritise that this season. I think there's too many games last season where we conceded cheap goals and we can't really start games going down. It's not what you need when you're pushing for titles. I think to set the foundation and keep clean sheets is how you win leagues.
Talk to us about the boss, because obviously a new manager brings new ideas as he settles into the role, and it feels like as the games have gone by in pre-season, his vision for this team has become clearer and clearer.
Yeah, it's not going to click straight away. He's got a lot of new ideas that we have to get used to. Obviously, a lot of the lads have played under the last manager for quite a while, so it's a lot of adaptation. But it'll come slowly but surely. There's still a lot of work to be done on the training pitch, and we'll continue to do that.
Obviously, it's been a very successful pre-season as a whole. How much confidence can you take from these results going into the big one next weekend?
Yeah, that's it. That's what your pre-season's for. It's for building performances, getting fitness, and I think everyone feels quite sharp now, and I think we're ready to attack the season.
All right, there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives off the pitch and their careers on it. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing for Ajax. And there's lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now. Do make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's. Welcome back to Anfield. We heard from Jarrell Kwanza just before, speaking with Becky after Liverpool's 4-1 victory over Sevilla in front of supporters. That preceded a behind-closed-doors goalless draw with Las Palmas. We'll hear from our pundits Ray Houghton and Tash Dowie on Las Palmas shortly. Firstly, though, to the boss, Arne Slot with Becky.
Arne, two different matches today in terms of the scorelines, but both very satisfying workouts for the boys, I think. How pleased were you with what you've seen across the two games?
If you play 180 minutes, you see a lot of good things, of course. We saw some great goals in the first game. Already in the first game, there were also a few moments where we have to improve. Conceded a goal, of course. Second game, we didn't score, but we didn't concede as well. So, in general, I saw many good things.
It's obviously been your first chance to see it. A number of players have only recently returned to the fold. How ready does everyone feel with just under a week to go now?
I don't think everybody is on the same fitness level at the moment. A few of them that are only with us for a week, they show today that they are absolutely ready to play next week. I also saw a few that need to go up in fitness level to be ready to play next week or to come in next week. But I think that's normal. It's always like this. Some of them come back stronger than others. And I think that was, you could see that today.
Pre-season overall, when you look at the grand picture, has been very successful. I mean, do you feel there's been almost enough time to implement your ideas and your ideals on the team as you would like to?
Yeah, there has been time to implement them. You always want to reach perfection, which we all know we will never going to reach. But till now, we're quite far away from perfection, in my opinion. So first 10 to 15 minutes, lost the ball far too many times. I think after the set-piece goal we scored, we became stronger and stronger, and that was a well-deserved win. Overall, we are getting there, but there were a lot of steps to make to become the team that I would like us to become.
And finally, on a personal level, your first experience of Anfield and the Anfield atmosphere almost at a full house here today. You look like you enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's not that I'm not used to big stadiums and big crowds, because the final stadium's always full and they're always behind the team. But the first time over here, and it's been a while, although in America the stadiums were full as well. But it's always nice to have so many fans in the stadium, and I think they like to see the four goals they saw today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Anna Slot giving his thoughts on the two games we've witnessed here today. Obviously, Las Palmas, the most recent of them. It was Sevilla earlier on at lunchtime. What do you make overall of what we saw from the two different squads that were put out by Anna Slot, Tash?
Impressed in the first game. Yeah, I think that the goals, all four goals, are really well taken. I think second game, actually, the tempo was maybe slightly higher, actually, but maybe a little bit more disjointed. You can maybe see players that have been away and haven't been around Arne Slot as much. Maybe a few players that, are they realising that they're not going to be starting next week? I would have liked to see maybe just a little bit more from the second team. You know, really, what can I do to get into that starting 11 come Ipswich? And in my opinion, my starting 11 has changed for sure. I think it's probably going to be the team that started against Seville. I think the boys in the second game had moments. I think Doak was lively, but I don't think enough. They didn't do enough to break into that first 11. But look, unbeaten in five, clean sheet in the second game. Lots of positives to take from it. No one injured. You know, you got 60 minutes out of Robertson. Lots of positives. More positives than there are negatives, for sure.
Okay, keep your powder dry on team selection for Ipswich. We'll get your thoughts on that a little bit later on. In terms of what the manager had to say, he kind of underlined one of the issues he's dealing with. He's through the door, but he's working with players at different stages of the pre-season. So not everyone's ready to go for the weekend. And players he maybe would want to, in an ideal world, use, he maybe won't be able to. And that's something he's going to have to deal with in this next 6 days.
I don't think it's just fitness, Mark. I've got to be honest with you. I think it's the style that he wants from his players, the closing down. I was only interested. I went and sat behind him. Tash and I went and sat behind the dugout for the second half just to listen what was going on. Fascinating, because there's differences to the way he wants to play to Jurgen Klopp and where he wants players to position themselves, getting higher up the pitch, particularly the full-backs. And then he wants the centre-backs to get higher up the pitch. When the first centre-back's got the ball, you're an out ball over on that side of the pitch. So it's fascinating to watch. You're not going to pick that up in 3 or 4 days from what the manager wants from you. It's going to take a little while. So I'm not surprised that some of them are not up to speed that the others are. Some of them have been with him for a few weeks now, so they've got a better understanding from what he wants. The newer players have just come back recently. It's going to take a little while. They're not going to get it straight away. So I'm not as disappointed overall from that point of view. I would like to have seen a little bit more energy at times from the players. And when you're asked to go and close down, go and do it with a purpose. Don't go half-heartedly. Go and do it, because that's what the manager wants, and then see what develops from behind that. Because you're the trigger. As soon as you go, then people will come in behind you. If you don't go, everyone goes flat. So you can't do what the manager's asking, because you need that first person to do it. And if you've not got that, then it can be a problem. Look, it's difficult. Don't get me wrong. You know, playing in front of no supporters is much more difficult than it is when the fans are here behind you. When you've got 60,000 fans spurring you on, it's a lot easier than it is when you've got no one here to help you at times when you're going through a little bit of a tough period. There was one or two players, thought Harvey at times when he got in possession of the ball and he's looking for that through ball, thought he was good. Curtis at times, energy levels, I thought was really good. Maybe he's trying to play, you know, a little bit too quickly at times, or he's giving the ball away a little bit cheaply when he can hold on to it a little bit more, or pass it a bit quicker. He's just got him manoeuvre his game around a little bit. But I thought his energy levels was really, really good. And Ben Doak, strangely enough, when he went over to the left-hand side, he was much more of a threat. You know, coming in, and he's two-footed, I know, but like just drops his shoulder in and he's got that burst of pace to get away from defenders. And just now and again, it was like just that final delivery or the final shot didn't quite come off. But I thought there was a few players that done all right. Kanate didn't put a foot wrong for me today. Always looked like, and I tell you what, I said to you before, I wanted to listen to people who were going to take charge, who were leaders, and I could hear him quite a lot in the game, talking to the players all around him. So that impressed me as well.
Yeah, some boys just back, part of the group over the course of the last week, some boys have been a constant presence through the course of pre-season. One of those guys is Caveen Kelleher. We can hear from him now. He is with Becky.
Quiver, another decent workout and more minutes under the belt. What were your thoughts on the game this afternoon?
Yeah, I think, like you say, it's another workout, another getting more minutes in the legs. Important for some lads coming back as well, like Robbo, Cody, the likes of them, to get some minutes into their legs as well. So, no, it's positive. Another run out for the lads, and yeah, here we go.
Your thoughts on pre-season as a whole? Obviously nice to be back home here today, but the results by and large have been very good, and I know it's all about fitness and minutes and no one picking up injuries, but the run of results you've had overall, that confidence you can take now into the new season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like you say, the most important thing is obviously getting minutes and coming out with no injuries, which we've done as well. But like you say, the manager has alluded to it as well, that you know, we need to get wins as well. So I think we've had a good few run of results against good opposition as well. So yeah, it builds momentum for us to go into the first game of the new season next week. Yeah, full of momentum and full of confidence.
Yeah, you touched on the boss there. I mean, we've just spoken to him and he's very clear about the standards that he demands from you guys, and obviously a very vocal presence on the touchline as well. How have you found the new regime, rather, if you like, over the last few weeks?
Yeah, no, it's been really good. Obviously, like you say, he's a really clear way of playing, and his messages are really clear. And yeah, he holds us to a high standard, which we need to be held to. You know, we're obviously very good players here, so he pushes us to our limits and wants us to do well. But yeah, it's been really positive. It's been a lot of information to take on board, and yeah, we're just trying to work on it each game as well. And I think it's getting better and better.
Obviously, it's less than a week now to go until everything kicks off for real. Feels like it's come around quite quickly. But how much confidence is there in the camp about what you can achieve this season?
Yeah, like you say, I think it has come around quickly, as it always does, probably. But like you say, we've had a good pre-season, full of confidence coming back from the US with the results there, and then seeing the other players return, who went a long way in their international tournaments. Having them back as well has been a confidence boost as well. So kind of having the whole squad back this last week, we've worked hard on stuff, and yeah, we're full of confidence and ready to go for next week.
Obviously, you came so close to getting serious honours last season. What does it feel like you need to do in this campaign to take it up to that next level?
Yeah, I think, like you say, we were very close last season. I think in the Premier League, it's obviously the finest of margins. So I think we're just trying to work on those, and maybe a few goals here and there, some results that we need to work on. But like you say, the manager is holding us to high standards, you know, that we have to perform every game and get those results, because the margins are so small. You know, we've seen with Arsenal and City, they barely drop any points. So if we want to be up there, we need to be of the same standard every game as well.
Yeah, big player for Liverpool through the course of pre-season. How big a role will he have to play in the season proper? Time will tell. In terms of today's second game, no goals, unfortunately, to reflect, and after the quality of the strikes we saw in match one today. Darwin Nunes did have the ball in the back of the net, ruled out, unfortunately. What did you make of this and his contribution overall, Tash?
Yeah, I think he's probably slightly frustrated. You know, he was getting in right areas, you know, making decent runs. Here you can see he's come alive, but just slightly offside there. It's not a bad finish, you know. Improvised very well there. I think Nunes just needs to find his happy self again. You know, the Nunes that the fans loved would scream his name. The Nunes that worked hard no matter what, no matter if he missed goals, missed chances. As a centre forward, sometimes you have to create your own luck. You have to be able to be enjoying your football. And I want to see Nunes smiling again, you know, because like I said, he has everything. Pace, power. He could be a massive player for us, but maybe a player just needs to get their arm around him a little bit and help him a little bit, because for me right now, he doesn't look that happy.
I mentioned that Kevin Keller has been a big player in pre-season, excellent over in the States. Today, called one a couple of times. One good save from Alex Suarez that we should pick out.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great backup goalkeeper for Liverpool Football Club. Never lets you down, but he's up against Alisson, one of the best keepers in world football. But you know, whenever he needs to come into the team, into the starting 11, he'll never let you down. He pulls off saves like this. Very good with the ball at his feet. Never panics. You know, occasionally, all right, he might make the odd mistake, but most keepers do. But overall, he's a great backup to have. Really good number two.
We've seen Darwin put the ball in the back of the net. It'd be ruled out. He had one or two other moments in the game. There was one early in the second half where he came close again. And again, a player perhaps needs to get a bit of rhythm, yeah. Only just back in the group, but more will come from him as he gets more games.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get opportunities at Liverpool, and the style of player that Darwin Nunes is, we saw how many opportunities he got last year, and a lot of them he took. You know, here again, it's a snapshot. You know, I'm sure looking back, maybe if he could find those corners, but again, that's the sharpness. You know, it's come to him. He's probably not expected maybe Endo to win it there, but that will come with time. And look, it's good. The touch was good. He's got his shot off. He's made the keeper make a save. And more times out of 10, we'd see him put that in the back of the net. But But again, I'm a big fan and I think he is going to be really important for us this year.
One player who also needs minutes and sharpness is Andy Robertson, but he actually had the best opportunity in the match, so close, Ray, to break in the deadlock.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Robert was getting forward much more than he did previously in matches. His starting position is in a central position. Look where he's ended up. He's like a centre-forward there. And you know, it was very unlucky. I mean, he's curled out beautifully into that far corner. He's beaten the goalkeeper all ends up, but unfortunately to see it come off the post. But this was the best that we've seen of Liverpool. There were times they looked decent, you know, they were progressive, they were getting on the front foot, they were taking the ball to the opposition, and it was nice to see him in an advanced position like this. Nice touch, got out his feet, that everything right. Unfortunate to see it come off the post.
You saw the fact in the second half, both fullbacks inverted a lot more than we saw in the first game. What do you make of that?
Yeah, you could hear it a lot when listening to Arnie Slot constantly, and I think it then allows then the width for the wide players to then get in those 1v1 positions where Doak, you know, they thrive on those positions, and you saw a lot of joy from that. That's exactly what they want, and again, more games, more time, that will come, but it's great to see Andy Robertson come through the game, 60 minutes, good 60 minutes under his belt, injury-free, whether it's too soon or not next week for him, but I think that was really important.
It'll be interesting to see moving forward whether he does want his fullbacks inside a lot, wants them outside, or whether it's going to be a variation, Ray. That might be something we sort of have to take a bit of time to analyse.
I think it'll be dependent on the opposition that you're playing against. You know, how much possession you feel you're going to have of the ball, what areas you want to get the ball into. But you've seen there with Andy, he's very comfortable in an advanced position as well. He's very good in possession of the ball. Normally sorts out the right pass. I mean, you've got him or Trent or Connor, whoever's going to be playing in them fullback positions. They're all comfortable coming in field. And give them the ball, they get turned on and they're looking for the right pass. When I think Arne Slot gets his right team and the right balance of his team, you start to see Liverpool playing at a different level.
Last chance the game fell to the visitors, Ivar Gil with it, with 2 minutes to go. And Las Palmas at moments, occasionally at times, maybe offered a little bit more than Sevilla through the course of today.
Absolutely, I was impressed. You know, I think a couple of their players were very lively, and you just see there, I've been in those positions as a centre forward, they're the ones you think you've already scored before you've scored it. He's just taking his eye off the ball, that little bit of concentration lacking, again the sharpness, it should be a goal, you know, probably a little bit lucky there, but I was very impressed with them. Really, really good football, lovely combinations. I'm sure they'll do well this year.
So that's pre-season done then, no more friendly games, that's it, boxed off. Team for next weekend, you said a little bit earlier you're probably going with the team that started the first game. Any alterations at all, or you think it will be that 11?
Yeah, it's changed. You know, I was thinking maybe Gakpo in there, but I think Diaz is probably snuck into my starting 11. I see Trent starting at right back. Maybe the only one I would say, maybe Harvey Elliott instead of Gravenberch for me in that 10 role. But it's going to be tight. He's got some headaches, good headaches.
Ray, for you, what do you think he will do for the weekend? Not necessarily what he'll do long term, but for this weekend, well, with the players at various levels.
Just what I've seen and the quality that they've got. I went with Alisson at the back four. I think it'd be Alexander-Arnold, Kwanzaa, Virgil van Dijk. Robbo and Tsimikas is the one I'm not so sure about. I think the two midfielders you're going to see is McAllister and Szoboszlai, and ahead of him for me will be Harvey Elliott, because Harvey's pre-season and what I've seen of him, he's the one that can sort out the passes. Diaz, Jota and Salah. That'd be the team I would think will be uppermost in his mind and probably what he's going to work with over the coming days before the game on Saturday.
Are you convinced who's going to play deepest in that midfield, or is that still one of the things that we're still not quite certain of?
Yeah, that's probably the one area that I'm not too sure. I agree with Ray, if I'm being completely honest. I was thinking I'd like to see Trent in midfield just because of his passing range. But I think, to be honest, maybe today, Conor Bradley, did he do enough? So maybe then you see Trent back in there. But he really likes Gravenberch in that role as well, and he's been playing him there a lot. So I think that's something that maybe, I know there's rumours as well, we're still looking for one, but that's probably the only area that I think is still, we're not 100% sure on.
How do you feel on the eve of the new season almost, Ray? Is it sort of more curiosity than anything else?
No, I'm
really
excited.
Sure,
I'm always excited going into new season because, you know, you just have to look at Liverpool with the two games that they've played today. The depth of squad, that's there for them. You know, it's only about getting your fitness right, getting the balance of the team right. And I'm sure over the course of the 38 games, you're going to see Liverpool have a really, really strong campaign. Whether it's enough to get to the promised land or winning the league, I'm not sure. But I'm really looking forward to the season ahead and what I've seen over pre-season.
And this is a group without the manager adding any new additions in as well. And that's the curiosity as well, because we don't know what may happen beyond this. This might be a slightly different squad two, three games into the Premier League season.
Absolutely, and I'm sure there will be more faces coming in. So I've been fully impressed on the pre-season tour. They look a really tight group. I think Arne Slot has come in and he's really stamped his authority, and I think he had to. And again, I'm with Ray. I'm excited. Can't wait.
Excited. It's not too far away now then. Yeah, it's curiosity, but it'll be different though. We have to accept that it'll be different.
I don't think it's going to be massively different, I've got to be honest with you. I mean, there's not a lot to change. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just little emphasis in certain areas with the manager will say, like, that's what I like from my players, from my team, this is what I want from you. But I don't think it's going to be drastic changes, because there's no need to do that. I just feel that there's a confidence, there's a belief in this Liverpool squad at the moment. There's goals in the squad. It's how well we defend as a team, not just as a back four, as a team. And I think if they do that well this season, they're going to be hard to beat.
That's it from the reaction, and that is it for Liverpool's pre-season fixtures. The real business, of course, starts at Ipswich on Saturday. We will be back then with more analysis and exclusive interviews from Portman Road as we reflect on Arne Slot's first competitive match in charge of the Reds. Until then, though, if you haven't already, please give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.